Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today is a big day. Jordan Alvarez is back in the lineup, and boy, is he ever back in the lineup. He's coming in hot now. Hunter Brown's on the bump. Got them sorry-ass Colorado Rockies. Tyler, we betting we taking the Astros? I don't care what the line is. Are we taking the Astros?
Duh.
Big. This has got sweep written all over it.
Shout out to the Rockies. They have played a little bit better in the second half.
There you go. I mean, my confidence was sky high, and he knocks it down a little bit.
But with the Rockies sucking ass overall and the diesel on the mound, it's automatic.
And Jordan back? Are you kidding me?
I got a guy named Tanner on the mound tonight for the Rockies.
The lineup's out as well. The Texans, they will have an official 53-man roster. I don't know if it's all been announced yet. I think they're still kind of wheeling and dealing and making some moves, and moves are still coming out. Word of moves is still coming out. So hopefully by the time we get off the air today, we will have the Texans' final roster and be able to highlight some of the most recent, most notable happenings. Right now for me, guys, is it looks like we need to keep our eyes on the safety position. They've released a lot of guys. A couple of guys that I thought had a real chance of making this team given the safety situation. And offensive line situation with four tackles. What are they going to do there? What does that end up looking like? We shall see. We'll keep you updated all the way through the 6 o'clock hour, obviously. All right, CJ Stroud. Was this yesterday, Ron? Was this last night or this morning?
This was today. Today?
Today, CJ Stroud went on with Stephen A. Smith.
And
Stephen A. Smith, it was a great little setup. He had a big screen with C.J. Stroud. Did he have a beanie on his head?
I believe he did.
He looks tremendous. He looks tremendous in that new Texans lid, by the way, and that he had on the sideline. But then he goes back to that damn beanie. But we'll talk a little more about that later on. But anyway, he sat down with Stephen A. Smith. Or not sat down. I guess he was sitting down. Stephen A. was standing up next to the screen. But Stephen A. asked him, point blank, man, look, what did you say to the organization? What kind of moves did y'all make? How do you feel about your protection ultimately? The organization's, approach to fixing your protection. And here's what C.J. Stroud had to say to answer that question.
I feel great. I think, we brought in a lot of great pieces. Of course, we traded Laramie, but I feel like we brought in a rookie who is hungry, wants to get better, is doing great in camp. Titus is back at tackle. He looks great. So we got a lot of good pieces, man. And versatile. We're young. We have a new scheme. I think that had to do a lot of it. That had to do a lot with it last year. Was like, we got to be able to get rid of the ball, move the pocket, like help those guys out. Everything can't just be drop back pass. We play action. So that's running the ball. So there's ways we can help those guys out. And by me, I got to do a better job of getting the ball out when it's necessary. So it's not just on them. It's on me as well. So I think we're doing a great job by setting that foundation in camp. And I'm excited, man. Our O-line looks great.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm not joking, y'all. If I could write one thing out, and this is before preseason, before training camp ever started, the one difference that I wanted to see And it starts with hearing from the offensive coordinator and hearing from the quarterback. But the one thing that I want to hear and see from my quarterback with the Houston Texans is that he's got a firm understanding, a firm grasp on you've got a job to do as it pertains to helping the protection get right in Houston. You, the quarterback, you have a job to do. This isn't about them protecting you. This is about you protecting them and ultimately you protecting you. And that's the second time that I've heard C.J. Stroud be asked about the pass protection, and he finds his way to get to, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he finds his way to get to, hey, here's the deal. We got a new scheme. We got to help those guys out. We got to move the pocket. I got to get rid of the ball. And those are the kind of things that I want to hear coming from the quarterback, and it helps that I keep hearing it over and over and over and over again, because that tells me he is hearing it over and over and over and over again. Ron, we'll move on to some of the other things that he had to say about Titus and the O-line and yada, yada, yada. But right there, man, the quarterback understands. I said this a long time ago. I know there's low-hanging fruit that any fan or anybody that talks football and watches the game can say, boy, to fix offensive line, you got to throw a bunch of money at the best guard that's available in free agency. You got to throw a bunch of money at the best center that's available in free agency. You got to go find an offensive coordinator that's proven that knows how to adjust and knows how to protect the quarterback. And you got to have a quarterback that can communicate, and you got to be able to communicate up front, and you know, you got to be able to think after the snap, and you got to have great instincts and adjust, and you got to have a great chemistry in that O-line room. And all that's true. All that's true. No doubt about it. But if you want to make the biggest impact right out of the gate to fixing the biggest problems for the Houston Texans, folks, that's it. Your quarterback understanding, he's got to help the offensive line out. He's got to get rid of the ball. They've got to move the pocket. He's got to get the ball out, and he's got to protect those guys. That is, Ron, that is music to my ears. If you said, Clint, one thing this year for the Texans, one thing that you want to know after training camp, that you want to hear time and time again, and you want to nose an emphasis in training camp, that would be it.
Clearly sounds like a different approach is being taken this year, right? It sounds like, from what we're hearing from many players around, it sounds like a different approach.
Yeah, no, and it's 100%. It's literally a 180. It's literally a 180 from what we heard last year. And last year, I would say, whether it was injuries or the inability to protect, because you can also say that Diggs and Tank Dell going down. I mean, it didn't matter if you could protect or not. Those two guys going down
and Nico.
Yeah. Well, Nico and Dalton Schultz not playing like he did the year before kind of deal. I think injuries really, really derailed you along with the inability to protect. But boy, if you can protect your quarterback, and if your quarterback, more importantly to this point, can protect himself and he can help those offensive linemen out. I go back to week one in training camp, preseason game number one. Now this is Matt. This is Davis Mills. It's not C.J. Stroud, but Blake Fisher completely whiffs at the right tackle position. He allows a I don't know if it was a spin or a rip or what kind of move it was, but the DN gets inside the tackle and has got his sights set on the quarterback, and he is fixing to literally bury Davis Mills. Davis Mills gets the ball out on time. Now I'm sure, obviously, Blake Fisher is getting graded and he is being held accountable to some degree. But I know it didn't stall the drive. It didn't set them back in second and long. Now, was that because Blake Fisher and the offensive line was great? Was that because the scheme was great? No. It was because the quarterback got the damn ball out of his hands on time. And C.J. Stroud is going to have to cover up a big chunk of, let's call it, poor protection throughout the year. All the great quarterbacks do it. All the good ones find a way to get it done. And I think C.J. Stroud talking the talk is encouraging, because at the end of the day, that's the walk that he's going to have to make in order to get this thing better.
I don't mean to take this too far, but I cannot wait till the Bobby Slowick book is written, Life of a Tyrant. I cannot wait until that book is written.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because I think that's the second point, Ron, here in this audio clip, that once again, the new scheme being an improvement this year, whether it's Damian Pierce in the post-game show that me and Sean do, talking about he is a better fit for what Nick Caley wants to do. And schematically, this is, and again, I'm paraphrasing, but a little more friendly for him. We've heard multiple new scheme comments in a positive way that just seems to point towards Bobby Slowick. Was
my man said we can't just drop him back.
Right.
Dang it, Bobby.
Damn. Okay.
Well, I take that as this. I'm less worried about the Bobby angle and more into the Nick Caley angle. I love that, Nick Caley is doing things that players feel like are a little bit more player friendly. It's a little bit more in what their wheelhouse is. Now the quarterback, he doesn't necessarily have a wheelhouse. He's got to play a certain brand of ball and make sure he's protecting guys, as we mentioned. But the Nick Caley era here in Houston, I think Ron is off to a pretty good start. I mean, we won't know anything until rubber meets the road. But when you look at what all of these guys are actually saying, and I'm not talking about the juice and the energy. Nick Caley's got to cringe every time he hears somebody that's asked about him start with juice and energy.
His aura.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I'm sure it's powerful. If it's that powerful, whoever entertained putting him in the damn booth instead of having him on the sideline in a game, I don't know. But that part of it is a complete turnoff. But what we're kind of hearing coming out almost inadvertently, from guys, Yeah, you can look at it as, boy, Bobby Slowick was a real POS. But we can also look at it of like, hey, man, Nick Caley seems to have learned from whatever it was that Bobby Slowick was doing wrong and seems to have turned the page. And at least for me, there's comfort in knowing they're doing things differently. Like, there's comfort in knowing that C.J. Stroud is going to have more control of what the hell's going on. Mm. There's comfort in knowing that you can look at Damian Pierce, and which we all can, right? I'm not a big believer in, boy, Damian Pierce wasn't a good fit, but I am a believer in, man, we tried to run too much toss last year. Mm. There's too much outside zone. We need to get downhill with everybody, not just Damian, but with everybody. Like, there's something there about, hey, you know what? Nick Caley notices that, it was a flawed system last year. And we're going to change some things and do things a little bit different.
Right. They got the flaw up out of there.
Well, yeah, no, he's definitely up out of there.
He's up out of there. I just went. I mean, is he gonna say enough is enough?
Is he gonna be calling the plays in Miami?
I don't know. I just wonder, is he gonna respond to this stuff? But I hear you. They could be dropping back all the damn time.
You think Bobby's got a chance to respond?
I mean, Bobby can respond if he wants to.
Yeah, but do you think it ever? Do you ever think the opportunity presents itself where there's a mic?
Clearly, it's it ain't. I don't think so.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
I think he's laying low. It's weird, though. I mean, if you're a hard-ass tyrant, the way that he's been described,
you feel
like he'd be running to get to it.
Now your back's going to hurt because you just pull landscaping duty.
Really, boy. We ain't got to be dropping back all the time like that. Always throwing. It's the way he said it. Like, here come another one of these dumbass calls coming in.
You can trouble me for a warm glass and shut the hell up.
Let's run the football.
Can we look at this from a positive way? Can we look at this from a positive direction of Nick Caley?
Oh, yeah, man. So negative.
Nick Caley's play action. Nick Caley's going to move the pocket. Nick Caley's going to have some creative quicks to get the ball out.
I'm just saying, when you hear him say that part, was you thinking Nick Caley?
Well,
when you heard him say, let's drop him back all the time. When I heard him say that, I didn't hear him say Nick Caley.
Well, he could have just said, hey, man, we had a new scheme where we're going to do this, this, and that. He said he could have stopped short of saying it's not just dropping back all the time.
To the stars.
We'll see, man. And, hey, and DP, Damian Pierce, he better say that. This system better be more friendly than that other one.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday,
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Be honest with you. DP was convincing, wasn't he? I mean, he's like the old man on the front porch having a cold beer, just telling the truth.
That system better not have been the one for him. No, man, good for it. They got their man. As you said, we will find out.
Yeah.
We will find out, and it starts on the 7th.
Look, until rubber meets the road and we got a game on Sunday, we won't know much of nothing. But I'm big on listening to what is being repeated, because that's I believe what D'Amico and Nick and company are force feeding these guys in that locker room, and it seems like to me that the message is pretty clear.
Next line coming through, Clint. The Texans were much better off with Slowick. Y'all find out this year. I disagree, and I don't say it because Bob is. I think Bob is some sort of an idiot, like many people do now. Clearly there was a disconnect with Bobby. And not just the most important person on the field, him and CJ, there seemed to be a disconnect with about 14 people.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.